The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I want to read to you from Genesis chapter 4, the first book of the Bible, the fourth chapter, beginning in the first verse. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel, and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. This is the account of Cain and Abel, two brothers. Now, let me say this first, before we get started. This is not a Bible story. This is the true account of the first two men born into this world. I like to look into the background of the accounts from the scripture where I'm trying to preach. But as far as background goes on this, this is it. This is all we have in the scriptures. It doesn't really seem like a much. But this is everything I have I just gave to you about the history of these two men, and it doesn't seem like a lot, but it's enough. It's enough. What I want to lay out before you is this. From this account of the first two men born into this world, you should, emphasis should, see the way this whole world and its history has unfolded up until this day. If you want to, you can say this is a variation of the rule of first mention, because here we are given the first people who were born into this world, and this is what we got. Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. And again, she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. That's what we got. Adam and Eve had a son. Adam and Eve had another son, Abel. Cain got a brother. That's it. Abel kept the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. He was a farmer. We don't even have a time frame here. When you get into the genealogies later chapter, you'll see that Adam and Eve had another son, Seth, and it says Seth was born when Adam was 130 years old. We don't know when Cain and Abel were born. Cain or Abel. The only thing we know about them is that Cain was born first and Abel was born second. So just the fact that we have that bit of information should mean something. And I think it does. Because in the New Testament, you'll find in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 47, you'll see that there's a first man and a second man spoken of. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 47 says this, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man, though, the second man is the Lord from heaven. Now, this is a reference to Adam and Jesus Christ. Adam being the first man, earthy, and Jesus Christ being the second man, the Lord from heaven. The natural and the spiritual. In the first man, we have sin, disobedience, and death. And in the second man, we have righteousness, obedience, and life. And I believe this will be shown, this is manifested in this account of Cain and Abel. But like I said, this is all we have of their lives up until the time of their offerings. These two sons grew up, these two sons worked. Abel was a shepherd and Cain was a farmer. I do want to tell you this, and this is one of the reasons why I brought this up. Don't be too concerned with what is left out of the scripture. There's a lot left out. There's only so many details that can be put into this book and still be a book. But I do want to tell you this, be very concerned with what we have been given in the scripture, that we do understand what the scripture actually says, because the book says what it means and it means what it says. Where we run into problems is in and of ourselves. See, the problem's with us. It's not with the Bible. It's never been with the Bible. That's why ever since there have been scriptural writings, there have been changes made by men. There are new translations coming out every day, it seems like. And guess what? They all seem to have one thing in common, especially here lately. They take away from the work of the Lord, and they try to increase the work of man and the glorying thereby. This book is a book of Christ. This is a book of God. This is the Word of God. It actually is the Word of God. And this book, from beginning to end, is about our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't see that, you've missed the point. Totally. Now, this is all the history we have. Now we go on to the actions. And this is verse 3. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. So Cain and Abel both decided to bring an offering to the Lord. And the only thing we're told about it is, what, in the process of time. But they both seem to have decided to bring it at the same time. So that sort of kind of lets you maybe know that there was a set time for an offering to be made somehow. It doesn't specify. It doesn't say when. It doesn't say who told them. But they both decided to bring an offering, what, to the Lord. Now, I want to give you some observations and some conclusions from this account. And I want to give you some similarities, and then I'm going to give you some differences between Abel and Cain, between Cain and Abel. The similarities I'm going to start with. The similarities. Both Cain and Abel were natural men. They were both born outside of the Garden of Eden. Both Cain and Abel were born of fallen parents, the very same parents who had been kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Now, what does that mean? Well, this means that both Cain and Abel were sinners. Both had a fallen nature. They were the sons of fallen Adam. Now, this means very clearly there is no difference between Cain and Abel naturally. none between these two men, naturally. They had the same parents, they had the same upbringing, under the same circumstances. Another similarity, both Cain and Abel brought an offering. Both Cain and Abel felt a need to bring an offering to the Lord. Both Cain and Abel wanted to worship God. That's what the meaning of the offering being brought is. The offering is unto the Lord. They wanted to worship God. And both Cain and Abel thought they were worshiping God. Unfortunately, only one of them was correct. But it is a similarity. They both came for the same purpose. They wanted to worship God. They wanted to give an offering unto the Lord. That's a similarity. And that is also where the differences start. Now, the differences, Cain did bring an offering unto the Lord, but he brought a bloodless offering. Abel, on the other hand, brought an offering with blood. Well, wait a minute, you can't say that. You know, it doesn't mention blood anywhere in there. No, it doesn't. But what it does say is that Abel also brought of the firstling of his flock and the fat thereof. Now, you can't separate the fat from the animal without blood being shed. I'm sorry, that's the way it works. I know a lot of people don't really have a hold on this, and that took me a little while to get a hold of it, is in the Old Testament, see, these animal sacrifices were just that. They were the sacrifices of animals. Turtle doves were killed. Sheep were killed. Lambs were slain. Bulls were slain. And their blood and their meat were offered on the offering and the fat thereof. This was a real thing. It's not a story. It's not an allegory. This was an actual real thing. This is the way that the Lord chose to give to man to worship him, to make a sin offering for atonement for their sins. It goes on in great detail to describe it in Leviticus and Exodus and other places and so down the line. But this is what it is. When Abel brought the firstling of his flock and the fat thereof, he was bringing a blood sacrifice. Cain brought vegetables, fruit. He brought the fruit of the ground and Abel brought the firstlings of the flock. What difference does that make, you ask? Or you don't ask. I don't know. I'm going to tell you anyway. It makes all the difference in the world. Because Cain thought to worship with the work of his own hands. Cain offered to God for his sins, for his own sins, Cain's own sins, the work of his own hands. He made an offering of the fruit of a cursed ground. And that is not the way to approach God. Cain said, I can make things right. But Abel said, I can't make things right. Actually, Abel said, I'm not right. And Abel brought of the firstling of his flock and the fat thereof. Cain's offering actually shows contempt for the word of God and the seed of the woman who was to come. And this is true whether Cain knew it or not. An unpardoned sinner coming to the Lord with a bloodless offering shows that he thinks the Father is wrong. But Abel bringing, this is a difference, Abel bringing of the firstling of the flock and the fat thereof is showing forth that I have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and I need what? A substitute. God said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now, either you get a substitute, or the one that dies is you. Either you get someone to bear your sins, or that you have to bear them. And the wages of sin is death. Abel knew God could not be approached without blood. And Abel knew that God could be approached with blood. With blood. Abel brought to God a substitute for himself. Cain didn't think he needed a substitute. Abel knew he had to answer the sin question. And Abel also knew the answer to the sin question is death. Either you or a substitute has to die. Cain didn't know that was the real question. Abel said, I deserve death, and only someone else's death can help me. And Abel knew that with the shedding of blood, there is remission of sins. But I'll tell you this, I believe this with all my heart. The biggest difference between Cain and Abel, that which brought Abel joy was the exact same thing that filled Cain with wrath. Abel loved the way which approached God, the way to approach God. And Cain despised the way God is to be worshipped and approached. It's shown in his way. Now, you ask the question, because I remember this when I was a kid. You know, they don't really... When you're a child, the places where I was raised and went to church, you don't really get a lot of information. Because it seemed like when I was a kid, all it is that Abel brought firstling of the flock because he was a shepherd, and Cain brought stuff from the fruit of the ground because he was a farmer. You know, they brought what they had, but that's not what it is. That's not what it is. Abel knew how to approach God. He knew what a proper offering to bring to the Lord was. Now, how did Abel know the proper offering to bring to the Lord? Well, that's a good question. How did Abel know to bring the right thing? Well, there's an answer for that. It's found in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which that offering, a more excellent sacrifice, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Now, very close, very quickly, he did not obtain righteousness by his offering of a lamb. No, he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. Because here it is some odd thousand years later, and we're still talking about the sacrifice of Abel and the sacrifice of Cain. See, that's the answer. That's how Abel knew to bring a proper offering unto the Lord. Two words, by faith. There is no other answer. Naturally, like I said, naturally, between Cain and Abel, there were no differences. They were the same parents, same place, same upbringing, same circumstances. But we are told here in Hebrews 11 that Abel acted, and he acted by faith. Faith leads to actions. Always. Read the rest of Hebrews 11. You know, then by faith, what? Somebody did something. Go figure. We are told here that Abel acted by faith. We are told that Abel had faith. And we are told that by this excellent sacrifice, more excellent sacrifice, he obtained witness that he was righteous. Let me tell you something that the world really doesn't understand. Abel did this by faith. Well, here's the thing. Faith is not natural to man. Not God's faith. Not the faith of God's elect. Not the faith of Christ. It is not a natural faith. One fellow wrote over 100 years ago, "It is an imperishable principle," speaking of faith, "emanating from an eternal source, even God himself. It lays hold of God's truth and sets the soul in God's presence." That's faith. The faith of God's elect. That's the faith that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of. And this is the only verse in Hebrews 11, you can read the rest of the chapter, which shows the acts by faith of one of the faithful in distinct contrast to the acts of another, being Cain, his brother. He offered a more excellent sacrifice, what? Than Cain did. Cain offered a sacrifice, but it wasn't acceptable. It was not respected. Why bring this out? Why point out this contrast between Abel and Cain? Well, because Abel acted by faith and Cain did not act by faith. You understand? That's important. This is important because evidently Cain was what we call faithless. God spoke to him after the offering and before the murder and told Cain, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted." Why would God do that? Why would God bring that up? Unless Cain knew what he was supposed to do and didn't do it. Now that sounds like man. The conclusion is this. The whole religious world here is divided and shown here in Cain and Abel. Faithful and faithless. Those who come by grace through faith, and that not of themselves, it is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Or those who come with the works of their own hands. That's the difference. And it doesn't matter what those works are. Here it was fruit. It was vegetables. Isn't that nice? I made these. I got these from the ground. I grew them from a little bitty seed. And here they are. Lord, this is it. No, that's not what God wants. That's not the way. And there is only one way to approach God. And that is with blood. And now we know it is the blood of his son that was shed for many. Abel acted by faith and Cain did not. By faith, here, and by him, this is by Christ, all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Believe him. Believe Christ. The law hasn't gone anywhere. Grace and works are opposites. If it's grace, it's no more work. If it's work, it's no more grace. You can't mix the two. By faith, there is a difference between Cain and Abel. Now, there are people who argue all about this, and I've heard them say it from the get-go, and I've read it in books, you know, commentaries, where, and there was the fellow who I respect. And then what he says is the only difference between Cain and Abel was that sacrifice. And that's what made the difference. Well, that is actually wrong. There was a difference between Cain and Abel's sacrifices, but that's not what made the difference. That's what that sacrifice manifested, the difference between Cain and Abel. The difference between Cain and Abel was not their offerings. Their offerings were different. They were different, but they are not the difference. I know it's a real fine distinction I'm trying to make here, because what this means is this difference, the actual difference between Cain and Abel, was manifested. It was shown. It was made known by their offerings. God had respect unto Abel and his offering. God did not have respect to Cain and his offering. There's the difference. There's the difference. Cain's offering did not make him a sinner. It was a manifestation that he was a sinner. Do you get that? Now, is that sinking in just a little bit? Cain's offering did not make him a sinner. And in the same way, listen to this. Abel's offering did not make him faithful. Abel's offering was a manifestation that he had been given faith. He obtained witness by that sacrifice that he was righteous. He did believe God. It's not their sacrifices. It's faith and faithless. And faith is the gift of God. Thank you. That's the difference.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.